Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the Cardboard Jungle Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to take a quick look at the recently concluded World Baseball Classic and what has happened to the card prices of two of the big stars of that event, and for that matter, in all of sports, Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. This was the fifth installment of the World Baseball Classic, won for the third time by Japan in an epic final that saw them beat the United States 3-2, denying the U.S. their bid to repeat as champions. The Dominican Republic, the other winners of the event back in 2013 with the U.S.'s victory in 2017 and the three Japan titles. This was the first installment of the World Baseball Classic since 2017 due to the pandemic and scheduling issues that resulted from that, and by all means, just a huge success. A number of memorable games, upsets, walk-offs, outstanding performances by star players, and then a truly epic finale that had a storybook ending. An ending that saw likely the two greatest players in all of baseball right now, also teammates on the Los Angeles Angels, Shohei Ohtani of Japan and Mike Trout of the United States, facing off with the U.S. down one run in the bottom of the ninth inning. An at-bat that went full and saw Ohtani strike Trout out on just a nasty and gutsy 3-2 slider that seemed like it started like a foot behind Trout. Really amazing stat. Mike Trout, 6,174 career plate appearances in baseball. Only the 24th time he's had three swinging strikes in the same at-bat. Truly incredible. And caps off just an otherworldly performance in the tournament by Shohei Ohtani, who batted .435 and pitched to a 1.86 ERA, including closing the championship out with a perfect ninth inning. Turning our attention to the card prices, wanted to take a look at how the card prices of Ohtani and Trout have trended throughout the concluding weeks and days of the event and then into the finale from a couple days ago. We're going to start with Ohtani, and we're going to look at three of his more common and signature rookie cards: his 2018 Topps Update rookie, his 2018 Topps Chrome, and then his 2018 Bowman, which is the paper version of that product, not a Bowman First. Let's start with the 2018 Topps Update Ohtani. This is a card, if you're looking, over the course of the last 90 days or so on eBay and other platforms. And this is, of course, non-auto, and all of these are graded to a PSA 10 grade. That 2018 Topps Update Ohtani card, has kind of lived in the $90 to $105 range, going back to last fall, into the winter. What we've seen over the course of the last couple weeks is we've seen this card spike as much as any of his rookies. Last three sales on eBay, $130, $140, and $157. And again, this is a card, about a $100 card, throughout most of the first quarter of this year. So a nice pickup in price appreciation right now in that card. Looking at Ohtani's 2018 Topps Chrome, again, over that same time period this fall, this winter, a card that kind of sold in the $130 to $150 range as a PSA 10. Last three sales on eBay, $205, $189, and $205. So another big pickup on Ohtani's Topps Chrome, mirroring what we're seeing from the Topps Update rookie pricing. His 2018 Bowman paper rookie card, not as much of a pickup. If you're looking to pick up an Ohtani rookie, at least right now, this looks like your best bet in terms of getting value. This is a card that, the $115 range is a PSA 10 throughout most of December, January, Feb. Last three sales on eBay, a crazy $204 one. Last two were $125, so not too far above the $115 level that we've seen that card trade at throughout most of the winter. So certainly nice pickup right now on Ohtani's rookie card pricing. You know, do you buy, do you sell? It's hard to say. You look at his global following, the things he's doing in the sport that haven't been done since Babe Ruth. You're seeing a lot of buyers come in right now just saying, hey, I need to have a Shohei Ohtani rookie card, you know, kind of a signature one, and hence the pickup. Will these levels withstand? Will they hold? We'll see. You know, I think a lot depends, obviously, on maybe the start of the season. If the Angels could stay in, heaven forbid, the playoff race and maybe make a postseason push, and then, of course, Ohtani looming free agency at the end of the year. We'll see how that all impacts his values. Turning to Mike Trout, we're just going to look at one Mike Trout rookie. We're going to look at his signature 2011 Topps Update rookie card, card number US-175. This is a card, again, fall, winter, between $1,600 and $1,700, graded as a PSA 10. Last three sales on eBay, all right around $1,900. So, not surprisingly, good pickup for the two stars of the tournament. Trey Turner, another star for the U.S. team that had a very good tournament. Three or four home runs and a number of clutch hits. Seeing a nice pickup on his rookie card pricing as well. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back shortly with another episode.